older.
Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
I love taking it away. It is the Small Top 10, and I am joined this evening by Chris, aka Power Nap. What's up?
Good evening. Feeling great. I've got a little bit of a cold this evening, so if there's any coughing or sneezing, you'll just have to excuse me, listeners.
I mean, it adds to like the, it's like cinema verite. It adds to the, you know, people feel like they're here. They feel like it's real, like authentic
absolutely.
With the coughing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, real radio, they've got a cough button, but we don't have that.
Power Nap is extra authentic this evening.
Yeah, always authentic, and even more so tonight. So would you like to introduce the subject of your Small Top 10 this evening?
Okay, the subject of Power Nap's Small Top 10 for the evening is the top 10 sounds on my Yamaha PSR6 keyboard, which is the keyboard that I've been using in Power Nap, and before that I used it in my old band Golden Axe as well, so I've been using it for many years, more than 10 years, at least 10, yeah, a long time.
I mean, and, I've seen it in action, it goes pretty hard.
It goes pretty hard. I normally put it through a bunch of effects, but tonight listeners will get to experience the raw, uncensored sounds.
The authentic power.
That's right. And the thing to remember with this keyboard is that it only has preset sounds. There's 100 sounds to choose from, and these are my favorite 10.
Okay, so you didn't design any of these. These are just...
No. There's no way you can do it. It's a FM synthesis keyboard, if that means anything to anyone.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you what the internal engine is like. People don't care about that.
Also, we can don't know.
Oh, okay. Well... should we get right into it?
Let's get into it.
Oh, I'm always revealing myself.
I'm excited about this.
All right, there we go. Sorry, I always talk over the stings. It did it.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10 is Handbell, which is a song that I use in my recent single, Being Cool is Easy. Here it is, Handbell.
I'm going to fade the music down for that. It's very... There's a lot happening in it, isn't there?
Let's hear it up high. What about down low?
Oh, it comes and goes like an ebbing tide.
Yeah.
It tells a story, I feel like this sound does.
I don't know why that sound is called handbell.
It doesn't sound anything like a bell. I mean, it's got a kind of like... I feel like when synth people talk about bells, they just mean it sounds a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh.
Yeah. Like, bells mean something to, like, electroacoustic musicians.
Yeah, it just means that it's got, like, a bit, like, it's not, like, purely the sound. Like, it's got a bit of noise in there.
Mm.
Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know about bells.
But I find that to be a very exciting sound and a great way to kick off.
An inspiration.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Let's move on to the... I'm very excited to hear what these sounds are, because if avid listeners might remember that this was a small top 10 that was attempted by another guest, but it failed due to keyboard malfunction.
That can't have been a Yamaha PSR6, though.
No, it was not. It was a later model that I believe had a 200 tones.
What?
And a far inferior build quality. Oh, it's much smaller keys.
Imagine 200 tones.
What you could do with that, we'd have to do a top 20.
Number
9 is one of my favorite sounds on the Yamaha PSR6 keyboard. This one is called saxophone. Decide for yourself.
All right.
Whether this is saxophone. Saxophone.
Can we hear it a bit higher?
Yes.
All right. Can you play the Careless Whisper riff on
Actually,
it?
Actually, I'll go up to D sharp. Tooting on the sax.
I had like an expectation of what the not saxophone was gonna sound like, and that was really not. I was expecting more of like a.
Well, now this may sound like not a useful sound at all, but this is actually one of my favorite sounds on the whole thing.
I think it's great.
It's got this kind of buzzy sound, like a literal buzz, not like a, you know, trippy sound. And so
it no, it's of, a very sensible straight ahead sound.
It's a very sensible sound, and it's quite good for sort of John Carpenter-y kind of soundtrack sounds.
Yeah,
and
I'm terrified.
And it's very clean, like on off, and it sounds amazing through distortion, like a crunchy distorted bass guitar or something.
It kind of reminds me of like very like real old school like synth soundtracks and stuff. Like it's got a kind of a Clockwork Orange vibe to it. I feel like you could do some Wendy Carlos with that sound.
It's got a very kind of primitive electronic sound.
Oh, it's nice. There is actually one of these keyboards for sale on TradeMe at the moment.
Don't tell the listeners that. I could use a spare.
Well, it's going to be a bidding war between at least you and me. So, all right. I don't know how the sounds are going to get better than that, but let's find out.
Eight.
Okay, this one will keep you on your toes.
All right.
It's a bit of a mind bender. This is number eight sound is... reverse.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what that means. Oh, yeah. It's when you go low, it's very foreboding. Up high, it just sounds like you kind of forgot to make the sound.
I think up high, the sound actually goes faster. Does it? Yeah, I think
totally
it goes faster.
Does.
Yeah. That's interesting. And also, there's no like kind of aftertouch on this thing, so if I just tap it a little bit, it's just like...
I feel like if you're expecting aftertouch from this, you've set your expectations very high.
Yeah, it's kind of like a plastic tank.
Yeah, but it's beautiful in its own way.
Sure is. It's beautifully designed.
But I mean, so tell me, what could you possibly use reverse for?
Maybe to imply that time is moving backwards.
Oh yeah? Can you give us a bit of that?
I don't know. Let's see. We'll...
I mean, I've certainly been transported. I don't know about you, the listener. So have you used that in any tracks, or is that just like a kind of a... You're holding out for that one?
I think I'd use that as like a little... like when you've got a little break in a song and you want to kind of throw a little curveballs at the audience.
Like a riser.
Yeah. Like, you know how DJs would do the reverse spin on a turntable?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Like a records, like reverse sound. You may be wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Yeah. Well, I'm somebody using virtual DJ using pressing the reverse button.
Ah, sick. All right.
Seven.
Firework.
They really went in on the names, didn't they?
Wait, that's not a firework.
Oh.
That was Raindrop. What's Raindrop doing there?
Raindrop's beautiful.
Raindrop's cool, but here's firework.
I must say, it's a lot more mellow than a real firework. Like, it evokes the firework a bit, but it's got less of the, like, the scream.
I feel that this one is accurately described.
Okay.
You've got the firework sound. Pretty cool.
There's a lot going on in this sound. They've really, like...
They did a lot of work. I think they did a lot more work on firework than they did on saxophone.
Saxophone feels like almost like what the keyboard sounds like when you just turn it on. Like, they were like, okay, let's start designing sounds for this keyboard. Oh, it just is, it's saxophone now. And this one, they were like, it's been a dream of mine to recreate my favorite sound, a firework.
Yeah, somebody is like totally obsessed over this.
Is this a sound that's usable? This is what I'm very interested in, because I'm wondering how you ranked these. Is it like, they're just beautiful by themselves, or they're like hot and you've used them in a track and it's like, yeah.
It's kind of very subjective.
Okay.
Yeah, so... just in terms of personal preference. And some of them, almost all of these, every single one except for one sound coming up shortly,
yeah.
I've used in music my own songs.
So you've used this
regularly.
You've used this in a song.
I would have definitely done this. Like Firework, probably we used a lot in the very old Golden Axe recordings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not so much in Power Nap stuff recently, but I have.
Maybe it's time for a comeback.
Lots of.
They're gonna ban Fireworks apparently.
Associations
so.
With Firework. Great memories.
That's nice. The low one's really classy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. Should we move on to six?
Number six. All okay. Right. For
six.
The dance music lovers.
Oh.
Here is
Auckland. Do you like house music? I don't know how many people were at their So Pop concert, but that's what the guy from Aqua said. Which is a moment I try and recreate as much as I possibly can.
I would have loved to have been at that show. Here is Electric Tom 2.
Oh, is this gonna? Oh, Kiria, you need to come in and make the sound.
What?
Come in and be excited about this great sound.
I'm very excited. I can hear it.
This is cool. Yeah. And this sounds really good through distortion as well.
It's like disco toms.
Yep. Super good. And in case you're curious,
if you're curious
to hear about Electronic Tom 1.
Okay.
This is what Electronic Tom 1 sounds like.
Okay, this is all very subjective.
Pretty good.
I think I like that one more.
It's probably more useful.
Is it coming up on the list?
No.
I feel like it doesn't have as much character as Electronic Tom 2.
Electronic Tom 2. It's got that little bit of delay on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't quit. It's a bit like, I don't know if this is a reference anyone else finds instantly coming to their mind. Sounds a bit like the Cannibal Holocaust soundtrack.
When you're, when the party's really rocking and you bust this guy out through the distortion. That's what you need.
That's party music right there. And on that note, I think it's time to listen to some more music. We'll be back shortly with the rest of the top 10 sounds of the Yamaha PSR6. But right now...
Number 5.
Your number 5 this evening is Salad Boys with This Issue.
Good song.
We'll be right back.
You are back on the 95 BFM Top 10, and we are, oh, as you can hear, in the very midst of the small Top 10. We're talking about the best sounds on the Yamaha PSR6. I'm getting that right, aren't I?
Yeah, it's a keyboard.
With Chris, PowerNap.
Damn straight.
How's it going?
Real good. I'm enjoying the BFM Top 10. Very excited to hear who's number one this week.
The people... Okay. I'm glad that you're keeping the, like, kayfabe of not knowing who number one is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, who could it be?
I don't know. It's not written...
It's not on that big piece of paper.
Yeah. I mean, let's get right back into it.
Five.
Now, we've got a very spooky sound here, so hold on to your hats. Ghost.
Oh.
Ghost.
It's quite similar to bells, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Do you want a comparison?
Yeah, let's okay. Go one for one.
So this is Ghost at number five. The spooky ghost. And dialing it back to number 10 for comparison, here is Handbell.
Oh, yep. Yeah, no, they are different.
Pretty different.
Yeah. Pretty. I don't know if I go so far as to say they were pretty different.
With a D sharp comparison.
Okay.
Handbell. And changing sounds. Ghost.
It's got. Okay. Yeah. No. You're. I mean, they. there's something in it. They are different.
It's definitely a ghost.
So what about this is, what about this do you think is spooky and scary?
Ooh, oh man.
Because the firework was like,
sounds like
very
a woo,
obviously
right?
A firework.
Like a woo. It sounds like a haunted house to me. It has the character of a haunted house.
It's a little bit like
multiple ghosts.
I think I might have named this one Wet Gong, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder what other a fun project could be renaming every single sound on the keyboard.
Well, there must have been like some disagreements over some of these, right? Like someone's like, oh, I've made this great sound.
Oh,
it's
no.
called Ghost.
Do you and think? Then, you yeah, know. It's probably a mix of like sounds that were made with intention.
Yeah.
And then sounds that perhaps somebody had made and then they needed to figure out what it was.
Someone's like, oh no, I've dropped the keyboard prototype on the ground.
I kind of feel that ghost sounds, that sounds ghostly to me, whereas
yeah.
Handbell, that sounds like they were trying to name the cool sound that they made.
Okay, alright, I'll give it that. Does ghost get... do you, when you're using it in a track, is it spooky? Are you like, this is a frightening moment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I would...
Jump scare.
No, I would... sometimes it's fun to, in the middle of a song, to sort of... the way that this keyboard is laid out, you can actually move very fast through the preset sounds.
Okay.
And if you're kind of button mashing, then you can just go... Like that.
Oh, wow. What an effect.
Yeah, I mean... I normally...
You're giving away all of your secrets right now.
Yeah, power nap exposed for one night only. But I would normally put these through effects and stuff. So okay. This is the raw sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, probably ghosts through, like, a bit of delay and stuff would be even more frightening.
Even more spooky.
Yeah, even more spooky.
4.
Now, this is the only sound that I don't actually use live.
Okay.
But it's... got such a great name that I have to share it tonight.
I'm so ready. The anticipation is very high in the studio right now.
This is a good one, and it's very on trend. It's dog pianist. Dog pianist. Okay, a dog piano player.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was a little bit
worried. Its official title is dog pianist.
I was like, it's before pianist, 9, Chris. Come on.
Meaning a dog piano player.
All right.
Here it is. Decide for yourself whether this is a dog piano player. Oh, there's a little woof in there.
Yeah, I see what's happening now.
Maybe on this one.
It's really good. It's like, you know when
really
like
hear it there.
When like old jazz players would like sing along with their piano playing, and you can like hear it in the background, like Errol Garner, Concert by the Sea. He's just like going, like humming along with all his piano. It's like that, but a dog's doing it. It's great. It's genius.
Woof, 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 woof. Woof, 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 woof. Yeah.
It's so...
You can just hear it.
Honestly, I'm astonished at how good this sound is.
I'm impressed with that sound.
I was expecting it to sound like a piano played badly, and I wasn't sure how they were going to recreate that. The dog's having so much fun. I mean,
that sounds going out to Ralphie, Disaster Radio's dog.
Oh, that's
Eyeliner's dog.
Ooh,
they're the same person. Disaster Radio is Eyeliner.
I mean, okay, you're ruining all of you know you're preserving some of the kayfabe and you're ruining some of the others. That's not a secret.
That's not
a
secret.
I keep trying to make everything a secret. I'm sorry. I want more secrets.
We strive for transparency.
All right, we strive for transparency. In that case, we're moving on now to number 3.
3.
Okay. Kick back. It's summertime.
Oh, I think I know what's coming now.
Relaxing on the beach and listen to the gentle sound of a wave.
You know what, that's... Okay. Sorry, I'll let it play out.
Can you imagine anything more relaxing?
So, to be honest, I thought that was going to be steel drums with the the lead in.
No, steel drums on this keyboard suck.
But I'm really impressed by that because for one of... Now, usually it is a secret that I make any music whatsoever, but for one of my musical projects, I spent a long time on an analog synthesizer trying to make that sound.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I got there, but it took longer than you would think.
Yeah, this is a genuinely good sound.
And it's like, you just did it.
Yeah, you just punched in the number 99.
I'm giving up. I'm buying a PSR 6.
Wait. Going for only $1 on Tread Me at the moment.
Yeah. Does it change depending on which key you press?
I don't
or is
know
it just...
if this one does. Let's see. No. An unusual sound for the Yamaha PSR6. It doesn't change. No, it's all the same. In contrast to the next sound.
I feel like synth people are obsessed with the sound of waves. I mean, like, speaking from personal experience, but also I had, like, one of these, like, it was a Casio, but it had like a function on it that you could like do something like a real fancy synthesizer. And the thing in the manual that it was like, here, we're gonna demonstrate how it works, was like, you can recreate the sound of the ocean. And it's like, not music. They're like, no, twist this knob at the right time. Yes. And it'll sound like the crashing waves. Oh, you can interrupt it.
Yeah. So this is good for intros or outros?
It's honestly, these last two sounds have blown me away. I thought we'd peaked at saxophone, but
you were very suspicious
not.
Of ghosts.
Why I was, but I mean, you're meant to be suspicious of ghosts.
Suspenseful ghosts, yeah.
Two.
Number two.
Crystal.
Sick.
This is really good.
It's so like Logan's Run.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, it's like, yeah. That's the sound an evil computer makes.
So good. And it sounds amazing through distortion, especially when you go like this.
Wow. Glissando. That's, I mean, like, can you give us any more insights into Crystal? Do you have like...
Crystal,
some beautiful experiences around Crystal.
I use it in a couple of songs that I play live. I use it in the song Eat or Be Eaten, which is on my debut album, Shaped Canvas.
Wonderful.
Which is releasing on tape by Amdiscs this coming Monday or Tuesday.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we are actually up to the part of the show where I say, what do you have to plug? So you've plugged one thing, but yeah. I get the feeling you've got more to plug right now.
Well, speaking of that tape cassette, we'll be having a special cassette release party at Whammy Backroom on Saturday 30th of Power November.
Very exciting. Say power to Power Nap Vember. You've heard the ad.
Please. And it'll be me and all the way from Wellington, eyeliner.
Very rare Auckland gig for eyeliner.
Very rare.
Very exciting for the people.
We're flying him up. He was just at the 100% Electronicon in LA.
Yes.
So it's Power Nap Vember exclusive. And there'll be Go Nuclear, who are amazing.
Very cool.
And Sitaxi, which is a new project of Tash from Bib Kids.
Very, very rad.
And Bib Kids are incredible.
It sounds like it's going to be some kind of incredible cyber party.
And it'll be an amazing cyber party that everyone should come along to. And there'll be DJ Mealy Worm.
I don't know her.
Who is you. And... Spitting Tunes will be DJ Stevie K, the legendary DJ Stevie K of Let's Get Incredible fame.
Very, very cool. That's so exciting. Before we get to... Do you have more plugs?
And please buy tickets via Under the Radar. Thanks.
Ah, what a wonderful website. Before we get to number one, can you show us the demo on the keyboard? Because I'm fascinated. I love keyboard demos. I just want to hear all the sounds together.
Yeah, in case you're wondering what other sounds are on the screen, on this keyboard, there's a button called Demonstration, and it plays a little tune, and it demonstrates many of the sounds. So I'll press it right now. Hopefully we'll recognize some of them coming in.
Well, Crystal got in right away.
That was Crystal right away, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be different sounds when you press the button.
Oh, really?
Yeah, each time. Is it dog piano?
I feel like we've heard dog piano, but I couldn't tell you which one it was.
Sounds like sine wave. Look, that's duck. Or bubble.
Did you say there's one that's just a sine wave?
Yes. Yeah, sine wave is really useful, actually. It's as useful as saxophone.
Yeah.
I think that was marimba. Yeah. But it's not the small top 100.
No. We can't. Does that just go on forever?
It goes on forever.
Okay. I guess that means that it's time for...
Juan.
Here we go. Emergency alarm.
I don't know what I was expecting, but... The urgency. It's propulsive.
Emergency alarm.
It's so, wow. I think that deserves to be number one. It was great.
Genetic.
I know I was skeptical, especially of Ghost, but I think that was perfect.
That is an emergency alarm.
It was definitely, can you tell me, is it in key? Like, could you play that along to a song?
You put that through a club PA and it goes off. Yeah, like, I don't think you'd play it like that though. It would be pretty weird.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds quite...
The Liquid Sky soundtrack. just like this.
I mean, move over,
and like, air
well. Horn. Yeah. Who needs air horn when you've got emergency alarm?
New decade, new sound for killer bangers.
It's the re-emergence of the emergency alarm. Well, that's incredible.
The MK Swigs. Listen up.
You could sample it off this show. I mean, it's going to be podcast. So people are going to be cutting samples from this, I reckon.
Yeah, and this, there's no...
Chuck a break under that.
There's no emulator for this keyboard. So you can't, unlike other keyboards where you can just download a sort of digital version and then...
Yeah.
Then come up with it on your computer. You've got to get your hands on one of these guys.
It's vital. Please don't outbid me.
Yeah, please. Yeah. But, you know, don't buy it, because if this thing dies, I need to buy another one.
Okay. Would you like to introduce the song you've chosen to play us out?
Yeah. Well, this song is by Eyeliner, who's playing at the party next Saturday. It's called Toy Dog.
Wonderful. Here we go. Toy Dog by Eyeliner. It's 95 BFM.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.